I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Last week, 23 South Korean Christians were taken hostage by the Taliban in Afghanistan. International aid had work in Afghanistan, but pulled out because of increasing threats. IA's president, Miles Fisk, says it used to be that if you were on a humanitarian mission in a high-conflict area, you were given some level of protection. That's not the case now, since many insurgents only want to cause unrest. Fisk says Christians can't give up on high-risk areas because many need Christ there. And when natural disaster strikes, chaos ensues because communication becomes impossible. That's why Far East Broadcasting Company has created an emergency radio station called First Response. It took 72 hours to gather the team for a test run in June in the Philippines. Once on location, they were on the air within 2 hours, giving life-saving information to those listening to the test. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide. Go to missionnetworknews.org.